This newsletter contains 9 pages. Approximate reading time, 15 minutes. The Reading Light. Mississippi Library Commission Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services. Winter 2014. Volume 40, Number 4. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Reader's note: this newsletter contains the entire text of the print edition, except for the registration form for the winter reading program. End of reader's note. Pratt Smoot Act Celebration 2015. The Mississippi Library Commission's Department of the Blind and Physically Handicapped will host the annual Pratt Smoot Act Celebration on March 5, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. The Pratt Smoot Act was passed by the United States Congress and signed into law by President Herbert Hoover on March 3, 1931. It was introduced by Ruth Baker Pratt and Reed Smoot. J. Robert Atkinson, founder of the Braille Institute of America, also helped in getting the act passed through his lobbying efforts. The act provided $100,000 to be administered by the Library of Congress to provide blind adults with books. The program, which is known as Books for the Blind, has been heavily amended and expanded over the years and remains in place today. This year, our speaker will be Mike Duke from Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Mr. Duke is the director of the Radio Reading Service, http://www.afb.org/directory/profile/radio-reading-service-of-mississippi/12. The Radio Reading Service gives eligible individuals with a radio compatible with the frequency for their geographic area free of charge. Broadcasts feature selections from various newspapers and magazines, current bestsellers, sports, health, financial, entertainment, travel, and topics of national and special interest. Publications include the Clarion Ledger, the Sun Herald, Capaya County Courier, the New York Times, Red Book, Time, American Health, the Christian Science Monitor, Mississippi Magazine, and the Mississippi Business Journal. We will meet at Penn's Restaurant, Lakeland Drive location, on March 5, 2015, at 6:30 p.m. for a Dutch treat meal and to hear Mr. Duke talk about his experiences with the Radio Reading Service. If you will be attending this presentation, please RSVP to Cindy Nugent at 601-432-4093 or 1-800-446-0892. Or email Cindy at frizell@mlc.lib.ms.us. We hope to see many of you there. Unrated NLS commercial books. The National Library Service, NLS, is contracting with more commercial audiobook producers to bring a higher volume of titles to library patrons. Unfortunately, the NLS is not always able to screen these titles for content like strong language, violence, or sex. These titles are given the unrated label. If you do not want to receive these titles, please contact your reader advisor to have unrated added to your exclusions. If you request a specific title, excluding unrated titles will not stop you from getting that particular title. Literary Elements, Adult Winter Library Program 2015. Adult Winter Library Program 2015. Have you ever read a book that has made you want to know more about the sciences? This year, the Adult Winter Reading Program celebrates such literary elements. Fill out the following application and let us shake up your winter. When is the Adult Winter Reading Program? January 12th through February 27th. Adult Winter Reading Program. Literary Elements is the theme of Blind and Physically Handicapped Adult Winter Library Program. Read for enjoyment, information, or relaxation. Winter reading isn't just for kids. Brailler repair. If you have a brailler that is broken or that you simply don't use, please consider sending it to us. We have a brailler repair person that can use your old brailler for parts and fixing other brailers. We are in particular need of Perkins brailers. Please call or email us if you want to know how to send your brailler to us. 1-800-446-0892 or lbph@mlc.lib.ms.us. Staff book recommendations. Recommended by Shelley. Still Alice by Lisa Genova, DB68429. Alice Howland, a Harvard professor, has just turned 50. She begins having lapses of memory. It's only small details at first, but then Alice gets the life-altering diagnosis of early-onset Alzheimer's disease. This is the story of how one woman learns to live with Alzheimer's and how she prepares her family for the rapid spiral of the disease. As a reader, you start to feel what it must be like for Alice to fight the disease while losing memory almost daily. While it is fiction, I believe this is a fascinating take on this disease that affects so many. You will be thinking about Alice and her plight long after you finish the book. This book has recently been made into a movie, starring Julianne Moore and Alec Baldwin. There is some strong language in this book. Recommended by Cindy. Sycamore Row by John Grisham, DB77720. Remember attorney Jake Brigance from A Time to Kill? He's back in this sort of sequel. Jake Brigance has never met Seth Hubbard or even heard of him until the old man's suicide note names him attorney for his estate. The will is dynamite. Seth has left 90% of his vast secret fortune to his housemaid. The vultures are circling even before the body is cold. The only subject more stirring than money in Ford County is race, and this case has both. As the relatives contest the will and unscrupulous lawyers hurry to benefit, Jake searches for answers to the many questions left by Seth Hubbard's death. What made him write that last-minute will, leaving everything to a poor black woman named Letty Lang? Why did he choose to kill himself on the desolate piece of land known as Sycamore Row? And what was it that Seth and his brother witnessed as children that, in his words, no human should ever see? In the long-awaited successor to the novel that launched his unusual career, John Grisham brings us the powerful sequel to A Time to Kill. As filled with page-turning twist as it is with legal mastery, Sycamore Row proves beyond doubt that John Grisham is in a league of his own. Recommended by Erica. I Am Malala, The Girl Who Stood Up for Education and Was Shot by the Taliban, by Malala Yousafzai, DB77454. I Am Malala is the true story of Malala Yousafzai, the winner of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize. Malala is a young Pakistani girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban for daring to go to school and for speaking out about children's education. In her memoir, Malala passionately pleads the case for children's education and the importance of educating young girls. The memoir eloquently captures Malala's love for Pakistan and details the horrors that war and the Taliban have brought to the region's people. I Am Malala explores not only Malala's efforts, but those of her family. It is an inspiring example of incredible bravery and wisdom in the face of violent extremism. Recommended by Margaret. The Cherry Cola Book Club by Ashton Lee, DB76695. Recently, I read a good book by a local author from Natchez, Mississippi. The story takes place in the present day in a little North Mississippi town called Cherico. The young librarian, Mara Beth, is in danger of losing the town's library due to budget cuts and is given one chance to save it. She gets together with other townspeople to form a book club and finds that it grows into so much more than that. The story has a warm southern flavor that can bring back memories for those of us who grew up in small towns like Cherico. The characters are people like those you could get to know in any small southern town. And as events unfold, you start to develop feelings for each of them. There is a gentle humor that runs through the book to lighten the mood as the members of the book club share their lives with one another in and out of their meetings at the library. Battery tips. We are aware of the problems many of you are having with the battery charge of your digital players. Here are some tips in managing the battery in your player. Please be aware that if your player is holding a charge of at least 15 hours, we cannot send you another player. Most of our players will not hold a charge of 29 hours anymore. It is fine to let the battery run down to zero and then let it recharge. Even if the battery will not charge at all, it will still possibly play if plugged into an electrical outlet. If you are not going to use your player for a long period of time, please make sure it is plugged into an electrical outlet to prevent battery damage. Helpful hints and reminders. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a BPHLS, Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services patron. This will assist in expediting calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, you must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, books, or machines. Please do not put duct tape anywhere on the boxes. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. The player can be mailed back to the library via Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The free shipping is marked on the box. That all may read. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 601-432-4116. 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email lbph@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website http://www.mlc.lib.ms.us/services-to-libraries/bphls.html. Web catalog http://bphopac.mlc.lib.ms.us. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/mlcbphls. End of the Reading Light. Mississippi Library Commission Blind and Physically Handicapped Library Services, Winter 2014, Volume 40, Number 4. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, January 2015. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.